I'm joined by Dennis Lowe of the Macau Jockey Club. And Dennis, you have a very big day coming up. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, Harry, we will have our first time ever international races will be held in Macau in November 18, which is the Friday night in Taipei Racecourse.
How very exciting. And you've got a big race where you've attracted some international horses. Whereabouts are the horses coming from?
Yes, actually, so far we have more than 30 nominations, and we will finally select about 6 horses from all over the world. At this moment, as far as I know there's 1 from France, 2 from England, and 1 from Singapore, and 1 from Australia. Surely there will be 1 horse from Hong Kong that will be raced in Macau as well. So 6 together from overseas.
That's very exciting. And how do you see the local horses holding up in the competition in this race?
Well, the local horses, I think our horses has been, you know, improved a lot in the past 5 years. As you can see, we have horses running or represent Macau to race in Australia, like Lunia Forever and Active Bobo, you know, who won a race in Dubai a few years ago. And, you know, because our sand races in Macau is very strong, I believe our local representative will be a very strong team to, against the overseas horses.
And to keep the money at home, which is probably the aim, isn't it?
Well, actually, we hope our horses can run a great race, but surely, you know, I can see the overseas horses also have a very strong team, because as you can see, in terms of the international rating, they are, you know, a lot of them, they are 109 above of international rating, and I can find a few very good dirt horses as well.
Well, that's
that will be a very tough race.
It's a terrific level to start at. This race itself that you're talking about, what's it called, and what is it, a mile and a quarter?
Yes. The race is running over 1300 meters over the sand tracks. The purse money is $300,000 US, and the name of the race called Star River Windsor at Sand Premium Cup.
Sounds exciting. Is there's a supporting card? Is there what other sort of races are there? It's very much just flat racing you have, isn't it?
Yes, well, in Macau, we basically have 74 race meetings per racing season, counted into about 650 races yearly. We race about 6 to 7 race meetings every month. That's, you know, sand race meeting in at the night time is our characteristic.
And it's throughout the year?
Yes, yeah.
The whole year round.
We race throughout the year. And in summertime, we normally have our races at nighttime, which is from June to August. We all have our races at nighttime because of the humid and hot weather in our region.
And it's very popular for the crowds. They enjoy going racing.
Well, as we try to build up the crowd, but you know, as you see, you know, we will suffer a bit from the regulations that established in Hong Kong a couple of years ago. But we had actually getting back to momentum because our horses population has been increased back to about 600, and we had good numbers of import this year again. So I hope, you know, everything will be get back to the momentum and, you know, make us to step forward a bit.
And how many sort of trainers are involved in Macau?
We have about 25 trainers, and they are from different parts of the world. As well, we have jockeys from different parts of the world, and you may be heard of like Nunes from Brazil, who used to be right in Hong Kong, and he was our champion jockeys in Macau for about 6-7 years. And surely we also have jockeys from England, Wayne Smith, who used to ride here, as well as LeMay from France, plus a few local boys.
So some really top jockeys, Christophe Lemaire, Wayne Smith, and
yes. We try to get, you know, the good jocks, you know, to riding for us and increase the competitiveness of the races.
So the future of Macau racing is very bright then.
Well, I hope that will be ongoing and exciting business, because as every time when I mention Macau to people, they only realize Macau has casino. The racing exposure seems to be, you know, not as much as casino, but I will say racing in Macau is the only racing, horse racing, which is in Macau instead of casino. That we would like to provide a bit more varieties of entertainment to people who visit Macau.
Wow, thank you very much. We'll look forward to entertaining soon, and we'll look forward to hearing how the big race went.
Okay, yes, thanks, Harry.
Thank you.